It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Facilities that serve food throughout Allegheny County must be inspected by a health official each year in order to continue serving customers. I'm sure you're not surprised by that. Proof of this inspection can be found hanging in the restaurant in the form of an approved to operate green sticker. Some officials don't believe this is enough evidence that the facility is truly abiding by the health code. Public Source reporter Eric Holmberg and 90.5 WESA reporter and All Things Considered host Larkin Page Jacobs have explored a proposed restaurant grading system that would categorize businesses with an A, B, or C based on their health code compliance. They join us now in studio to talk about what the system could mean for consumers, health officials, and business owners. Eric Holmberg, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Larkin Page Jacobs, good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is essspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at essspgh. How do you feel about a restaurant grading system that gives an A, B, or C grade to restaurants? What do you look for when deciding where to eat? What health concerns do you have? 412-246-2002 to join the conversation. Eric Holmberg, what got you started on this story?
So Paul, this story is really a postmortem of what happened exactly. There was a vote back in May where the Allegheny County Council voted down for the second time this proposed grading system for restaurants. And so we wanted to look at what exactly happened here. Who was influencing this vote? What would have been the benefits of having this system in place? And we also wanted to make the data public. So one of the issues is that restaurants didn't want this information to be public, and that made it a great story for Public Source, is that, you know, we're all about making data that's held by governments, collected with taxpayer money, public. And so we put up, for a 10-month period, every single inspection that the Allegheny Health Department did at restaurants. And we assigned it a letter grade and a score based on their criteria.
So I was going to ask you about, you know, how you devised your system, but you just explained that. So, and this is, there was at one time a grading system in place. The county health department wants us to go to a grading system, and we'll get more into that. But let's look at the current system. And one of the things that struck me about your story is that, as you report, nearly all of the 4,200 restaurants in Allegheny County have a green sticker, whether it had 5 high-risk health violations in its last inspection or no health violations. How can that be?
So, Paul, the current system divides restaurants into green, yellow, and red. So green is just permitted to operate. Yellow is the county health department has issued a consumer alert that there are problems at the restaurant, and it's a warning to perhaps not go there. And then red is that the restaurant has been ordered to close.
So you're not going to get, if there's red in sight, you're not getting in there.
You're not getting in.
You're stopped. It's like you're at a traffic light.
And there's very few yellows.
Right, right. In the 10 months that we studied, the county health department issued 11 alerts and closed 11 restaurants. And so what this current system does is an inspection occurs. If they find problems, they come back and reinspect within a couple weeks. So, the restaurant is given the opportunity to fix the problems that the health department found.
And so are there a lot of violations? Are there enough that we should be overly concerned about what's out there?
That sort of depends on where you're going and how many you think constitutes a lot of violations. We certainly found a wide range in the restaurants that had a green sticker and maintained a green sticker throughout the entire time that we studied. As many as 5 high-risk violations, which are the type of violations that can make you sick. These are not sort of things that you wouldn't worry about, like inadequate lighting or there's a floor tile missing. This is something that can directly make you sick. And so this great range that we found among restaurants that were permitted to operate was actually very surprising to us. And I'm not sure that a lot of people really know that when they're going out to eat.
So that's good news. But then, of course, there's the question of how much of your occasions where you go out to eat, how much of it is Russian roulette?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question is, you know, consumers right now don't have enough information to make an informed decision. The current way that they can find this information is going to the health department website and searching a specific restaurant. But by doing that, you don't have the context of, well, this inspection showed two high-risk violations. Is that good? Is that bad? How does that compare to other restaurants in my neighborhood? And our data allows you to compare any restaurant that you would want to.
And so in terms of the system that you just described, the grading system of the red, yellow, green, was it always this way?
So that's the color system.
Right.
The grading system is the one that would take the points that you have as a restaurant. When you have violations, you lose points. And so the grading system, like think of it as a test. A 100 is an A+. Mm-hmm. Each time you have a violation, depending on the type of violation, you will have points subtracted. And so your score gets lower and lower and lower.
That's the current system.
No, it is. It's a system that is behind the scenes. But all you'll see, unless it drops below a 70, supposedly, you're not going to see anything but a green sticker. So
it's pass fail.
Exactly, which is what Eric found.
And you both talked to, or Eric, you talked to Karen Hacker, who is the head of the Allegheny County Health Department. And what did she tell you about, we may even have a sound clip from her as well, but what did she tell you in terms of what she'd like to see?
Yeah, she said that she acknowledged a lot of the critiques that came up during this process. A lot of the restaurant owners had critiques of how the health department was doing, whether it was competent enough, professional enough, consistent enough to make the grading system an effective tool. And she understood that. She said, look, the health department hasn't been great in every area, and we're working on that. And they're going to be innovating in a couple of different areas, one of which Larkin mentioned, which would be applying the grading system behind the scenes. And they also talked about some other things like implementing QR codes, which is a thing that you could scan with your smartphone and bring up the full inspection report.
Let's listen to a sound clip from what Karen Hacker had to say regarding what the Allegheny County Health Department would prefer to see in terms of a rating system for restaurants.
There are a number of restaurants, although limited, who continue to have critical violations. And in order to stop that, we do feel that there ought to be other strategies that we could be using.
And one of those other strategies is a letter grade for restaurants, which tells you a little bit more about what you might be walking into. So why don't we have what the health department wants us to have?
I think through the conversation with Hacker, her interpretation was that there was just no public outcry. This is not an issue on the front of people's minds. It's not something people think about. There's not been some crisis that has brought the issue to the fore. And because of that, the county council members aren't hearing about it. Is that right, Eric?
That's right. We didn't hear from the Board of Health advocating for this. We didn't hear from the public. The only people that the county council really heard from were the restaurant owners. And when you're arguing with yourself, it's sort of hard to lose.
Right. And so what is it going to take? An E. coli outbreak of some kind is that the kind of crisis we're unfortunately thinking that we would have to have in order for things to change?
I mean, at this point, since the grading system has failed twice, I'm not sure, Paul. It might take something that drastic.
And what's really going on here? I mean, why is the county council opposed to this? I mean, citizens aren't speaking up, so that's, probably if they're not being pressured, obviously that's part of it, but there has to be more to it than just that.
Well, so there were a lot of legitimate critiques that the restaurant owners and the restaurant association brought up throughout this process, one of which Karen Hacker was speaking to in the bite that we just heard, because they weren't being as consistent as they should be. So the number of violations, the severity of violations, how many of those would trigger a consumer alert or a closure, that sort of process wasn't being done consistently. And now that they started assigning severities to each violation, that will allow the health department to be more consistent, to have a sort of structure in place to determine these key breaking points of when a restaurant will be closed.
What are the most common high-risk violations?
So a lot of the most common was hot holding and cold holding temperatures. So if you're going to cook food, you have to cook it above a certain temperature. And if you're going to refrigerate food, it needs to stay below a certain temperature. So that was the most common thing. Some other common high-risk violations might be cross-contamination, such as, you know, cutting raw meat on the same cutting board as you're cutting lettuce. There were other high-risk violations, such as using your bare hands to move certain foods around in the kitchen. So it's sort of a wide range.
How common is that?
How common is a high-risk violation?
Yeah. What you just described, for example, cutting the lettuce on the same cutting board where there had been raw meat.
So I don't know exactly for that specific one, but we found that in 12% of the inspections, they had at least two high-risk violations. So it's not that uncommon.
I want to get into specifically the grading system and how that might eliminate some of this. But just for our listeners who might just be tuning in, we are talking about how restaurants are rated by the health department for safety here in the city of Pittsburgh, or actually in Allegheny County. Public source reporter Eric Holmberg and 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs have looked into this and have explored a proposed restaurant grading system that would categorize businesses with an A, B, or C grade. Is that something that you would like to see? What concerns do you have when you go out to eat? Have you or someone you know been food poisoned? And what was the recourse that you took? What questions did it raise for you about going out to eat in the future? We'd like to hear from you. 412-246-2002 with your comments or questions. That's 412-246-2002. Our email is esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter, @esspgh. One of the things that I wanted to clarify was, what is the difference between, get specifically into how these grades work. So if you get an A, what are you doing?
Right. So the current system that we've been talking about, the green, yellow, red, all that the new grading system would do is divide the restaurants that have a green sticker into three categories. So it provides further specificity for consumers. So it would divide the green stickers that we have today into A's, B's, and C's.
And does it sounds like what the county health department wants to do is to put letter grades on the door of the restaurant?
Right. So that would happen just like New York or Los Angeles. There would be a placard on the front of the restaurant with the letter grade.
And how many other places do it this way?
We found it's mostly big cities. We found a number of big cities. There are places, North Carolina, South Carolina, that do it on a wider scale. But Pittsburgh would have been the first in Pennsylvania to have a grading system.
And as far as what the most common high-risk violations are, I know that people are concerned. And in order to find out about this, is there a website people can go to? What do they do?
Right. So they can go to the Allegheny County Health Department website. Right on the front page there is a way to search restaurant inspections. And you just type in the name of the restaurant and you can see the full inspection, which is great. You know, Paul, a lot of the stories that we do, we sort of critique the data practices of a government agency and say, well, you know, they're not really doing this in a way that's open and transparent. But it's all up there for consumers to see on the health department website. It's just not as accessible. The information isn't presented at a key decision-making point for consumers. So before you walk into a restaurant and you see that letter grade, that's going to impact your decision much more than having something stuck on a website.
Right. How often do you plan to go to a restaurant and before you step in the door, you go onto your phone, you pull up the county's health department and try and find that button? I mean, it would have just made it very apparent right up front.
So that's what people are going to look for. What you're saying is people are not going to be that proactive and go online or use some sort of search engine to find out information about a restaurant. A lot of times going to a restaurant can be a spur of the moment. I mean, people do make reservations, but a lot of times they're just showing up at the door. And it sounds like that's what the health department is saying is we want that grade on the door so people at least know before they walk in what they might be getting into.
Yeah, I mean, some people will look up the information and some people won't. And, it'll continue as it has been.
And why are the restaurant owners opposed to this?
Well, so part of it was the competency of the health department. Could these grades, because the grades would be so meaningful that they would really impact consumers' decisions and potentially hurt businesses that have poor letter grades, they wanted to make sure that this was done correctly, that it, that the health department was being more consistent in how they applied specific violations and how, you know, if a restaurant was going to get dinged, it should be for something that that adheres to the health code.
And I think also, you know, restaurants have a concern that, you know, people who are doing the inspections are human. You're going to be maybe your buddies with the owner of one restaurant, but on another. How does that influence things? You know, Eric talked to one restaurant or one owner of a place that provides food, and they said, you know, an inspector will give a certain violation for this thing, but they'll give a different type of violation for the same thing in another place. So a lack of consistency. It's what I called in the radio story, the human factor.
Hmm. But if the, you know, if a restaurant owner, if they know, and yeah, you can get dinged, I'm sure, on some of this, but if you know that you're doing things right, you're taking all the precautions that are necessary, you're not worried about cutting corners, and essentially you have nothing to hide, then why wouldn't there be more restaurant owners in support of this? Because it sounds like they are the ones who are putting the pressure on the county council members to not approve this. Yeah. And you would think more of them would be in favor of it, I guess. I was surprised to learn that.
Yeah, they're, you know, we didn't hear from restaurant owners who were really in favor of this. My guess is that in any situation, there's probably a silent group out there that wasn't speaking out, but was sort of silently in favor of it. Because, you know, if you're a good restaurant owner and you don't have any violations, what do you really have to lose?
Yeah, I heard from, I think there are restaurant owners out there definitely who would be in favor of it. But, you know, you kind of have to stick your neck out if you want to talk about that, and not everybody wants to.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the ideal restaurant grading system. What would you like to see? We need to take a break, but when we come back, we'll get to callers that we have lined up. Muhammad from Collier Township, Gary from the South Hills, and whoever else wants to call. 412-246-2002. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about how to rate restaurants in terms of health code violations. What do you want to know before you walk into a restaurant? We are talking with our intrepid guests, reporters who have looked into this, Eric Holmberg from Public Source and 90.5 WESA reporter and All Things Considered host Larkin Page Jacobs. You can join our conversation with your comments and questions at 412-246-2002. We will start with Muhammad from Collier Township. Hi, Muhammad. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking the call. I recently visited New York City, and I noticed restaurants with graded stickers on the doors. But then I also noticed everyone has an A grade, and I just wondered how could that possibly be. So instead of being a informed consumer, I was more confused more than anything else.
Confused by just why everybody would have an A grade?
Right.
Okay. What do you know about that, Eric?
So we did look at New York, and it's an example that we brought up in the story, because when they instituted this grading system about 5 years ago, about 50% of the restaurants had A's. And today the number is, you know, close to 80%. So Muhammad is right that if you go there today, most will have A's. The restaurant owners here said that that was a case of grade inflation, that the restaurants in New York have learned what the inspectors are looking for, and they sort of prepare for them and sort of keep their restaurant clean for the specific things that the inspectors are looking for. In the story, we sort of said that this has to be a sort of indication of improved health benefits, that the restaurants are cleaner in New York today than they were 5 years ago.
Muhammad, thank you for that question. Let's go to Gary from South Hills. Hi, Gary. You're on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Thank you. Yeah, I had several questions and points that I brought up with your person screening the calls. But like Mohammed said, where you do have the ABC grading system, you do, in fact, see where there is A, grade inflation, and B, businesses are severely hurt when they get a poor grade. And I think that what Larkin said earlier during your discussions, that there is always the human factor that plays a large part in it. And basically, maybe what they really need to do is just, with the current grading system, just really come down hard on the violators through fines and making it public as they have in the past. Because, you know, as a city on the rebound, when you look at Pittsburgh and the conventions we're booking, all the sports coming into town because of the Pirates, the Pens, and the Steelers, and then you have people coming in, they start to see B and C grades on the restaurants. What's going to make them want to come back or even book a conference here? There are just great ramifications to that whole industry of people based on those few bad operators. So why isn't there a better system to weed them out and directly target them?
That's a great point and a great question, Gary. And what about what he's saying? He seems to be indicating, or in fact, he made it very clear that he feels Pittsburgh's grading system is pretty archaic.
Well, and he mentioned that you know, Pittsburgh is a city on the rebound. We're trying to sort of grow our business base. We're trying to incur, you know, the restaurant scene has exploded here in the past few years with a lot of ethnic cuisine, a lot of restaurants that are being recognized on a national level. That's probably not going to be too much of a comfort for you if you're homesick because of what you got in a restaurant. The fact that we're a city on the rebound is probably not going to matter to you if you've gotten sick.
So you're saying that he's, while he's making some important ancillary points, that at the heart of the issue is preventing people from getting E. coli and other foodborne diseases. Let's go to Stan in Highland Park. Stan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Eric Holmberg and Larkin Page Jacobs.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm curious about the your thoughts on how, on the efficacy basically of, or making a comparison between something like an entrepreneurial, like private certification system, as opposed to one done by the state, or rather the county. Something like, you know, we have UL certification that has been, you know, around on electronics, for instance. And I would also like to make a point that I think that that may be a better plan, simply because you have, you know, you already have, what, 8 or 9 different bureaucratic organizations that are coming into a restaurant when they want to open, whether it's health code or fire code or ADA or county inspections, whatever it is. I mean, there's a ton of stuff already. So I can think that, I would think that would be a major reason why most restaurant owners are coming out against this health code idea, rather than having it be a problem with them doing things that are dirty, or, you know, doing things that are in violation, but rather they just don't want to have another organization crawling around.
Well, I mean, who are the third party? What do we know about stay on the line, Stan, if you can. What do we know about third party? Who are the third party entities that would, somebody other than the county health department? What do you know about that, Eric, that would go in and do these inspections?
I mean, I think when he's talking about UL, he's talking about product standards, product certifications, that if you go to a store and buy a product, that it's going to be rated for the sort of metrics that they test. So I'm not sure if that there's an equivalent.
Is that what you're saying, Stan?
Well, I don't know if there's a health code equivalent, but I do know that there are many organizations out there that are private certifiers for, you know, different industries. It would just be interesting for, rather than, you know, the county to take this upon itself. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, I mean, putting out the call perhaps for something like that, or
I think I understand what
there's a money to be made, then might step in.
Sure. I mean, yeah, if somebody can make a buck doing it, and, you know, it's an interesting thing that you bring up. Do we know of anything like that being done? Did any of your research, Larkin or Eric, indicate that there are places where a third-party organization, other than a government entity, is brought in to do this?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't heard of anything like that. I mean, this is, you have to have license to come in and look at the inner workings of a business, and I don't know you know, this is the law that allows the county to come and do that. I don't know if they would, you know, let a third party do that. I mean,
Like a home inspector. I mean, there are private people that go in that inspect homes and do that kind of thing, and they get a license to do it. I mean,
right. But it would have to cover every restaurant in the county, which is many. But, you know,
not necessarily. It could perhaps be, you know, if a restaurant has a vested interest, if let's say there's enough of a critical mass of consumers who, you know, are realizing, holy cow, there are these people in these restaurants with stickers on their doors, and no one wants to go to one that doesn't have a sticker. Then, you know, it might be that just like with UL certification again, people call up UL and say, hey, will you come and check out my new radio or whatever? You know, it could be the same thing. You call up this company because you really want that sticker on your door because you're losing business if you don't have it.
Eric?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's a fine idea. I haven't heard of a place that has a third-party certification system like this for restaurants, but...
So like a restaurant that's showing that it's going above and beyond, I guess, is that the point, that you're going to go out for this very special certification to let consumers know that you've attained this higher standard. I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't know if all restaurants would be able to afford that or would know about it, but, you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Stan, for thinking outside the box a little bit. Let's go to Louisa in Wexford. Hi, Louisa. You're on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, with so many working families now taking advantage of grocery store food, which is sometimes they have little tables and set up, it's like a restaurant, how are they graded, or are they? Are they even inspected?
Great question.
Yeah, so
I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you, Louisa.
The county health department does inspect grocery stores and a variety of other food facilities in the county, like caterers and school cafeterias. So those would be graded and would be inspected under the same system as restaurants.
One more call from Dave in Ross Township. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
I wanted to point out that with the public employees having fixed and decreasing incomes, and if you have a restaurant where their annual income could differ by 10,000 more a year, it would create a tremendous incentive for bribery. Second, basics like lavatories. I was painting, doing a paint job at Carlow College, and across the street was a pizza parlor. I said, oh, as I ordered my food, where's the lavatory that I can wash my hands? Oh, we don't have one. And this place was at the bottom of the hill across the street was the main entrance.
I know
the County Health Department.
I know exactly which place you're talking about, Dave.
I don't remember the name. It was like a little.
We don't need to mention the name, but I know. Right. I know exactly the one you're talking about. Go ahead.
Lastly, Ken Kesey gave a speech to librarians for his Cuckoo's Nest movie, and he said it's not a coincidence that NOSE and KNOW sound the same. It's like 10,000 years before the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture was invented. Our grandmothers used their nose, which can pick up like parts per billion of toxic poisons, that long ago, grandma would pick something up and say, oh, that looks good enough to eat. Hold it to her nose and go, tooey.
Dave, I'm glad you worked in a Ken Kesey reference. So, let's go back to Dave's question about, you know, the whole idea of incentivizing bribery. That seems to be a legitimate concern here.
And then the restaurant owners brought up not the bribery aspect, but the aspect that the restaurant inspectors are often starting out in their careers, are low paid, and they sort of question the professionalism of them. Were they experienced enough?
Like low paid, like as in how low?
That I don't know.
Okay. I mean, are they making if they're making $10 an hour, now I'm going to be worried.
But the health department, I mean, Hacker pointed out that they have worked hard to train and do some retraining of inspectors, and that their inspectors, I think they're required to have a degree in the biological sciences. So they're not just people who decided one day they're going to inspect restaurants. I mean, they have some professional background in their pocket, but yeah, there's you know, you can train so much, and then I suppose part of it has to go on instinct.
And Eric, you were pointing out it wasn't always this way that we actually had the letter grading system back years ago, decades ago.
That's right. There, Pittsburgh was part of a wave of cities soon after World War II that instituted an ABC grading system. The Post-Gazette has a fantastic photo gallery of what restaurants looked like back around 1950, 1951. And you have cats jumping around in the meat grinder. There's dirt all over the place. You know, this is a very different, there are very different conditions than there are in restaurants today.
Let's take, all right, I lied. We'll take one more call from Noreen, who's in Harmony. Hi, Noreen.
Hi. I wanted to comment about the inspectors. I own multiple units across southwestern PA. And I do want to say Allegheny County has helped us over the decades improve our operations, and our people are more professional than ever because of the inspections and the help that they've provided us. You know, in the old days, things were much, much different, but companies and restaurants do not want to have an incident with a customer. We don't want to be in the newspaper for bad reviews or insurance claims. And so I just want to say that the system is very tightly run and very well done. So we appreciate that. It helps us to be more professional.
Well, we appreciate your feedback, Noreen. That's great to hear. Before we wrap this up, one final question from me about what else is the health department looking at?
So the big thing that they brought up in my interview with them was instituting QR codes. And I heard this from one public health expert that really the best way to inform consumers is to provide them with the full inspection report. And by using your smartphone, scanning this code on the restaurant door, you'll be able to pull up the full inspection report on your phone. This is something they're looking at and may institute in the future.
And I think something beyond what they write up in their inspections, I think the health department really does want to have the kind of relationship with restaurants where they're helping them become better businesses. So it's not adversarial, that it's actually something where they're helping. And so I think that is something they're also trying to shift in the way they do business.
We've been talking with Public Source reporter Eric Holmberg and 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs about how restaurants are graded upon inspection. And I want to say to both of you, safe and happy eating.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Coming up, we'll talk with Andrew Conti about his new book, The Color of Sundays, The Secret Strategy That Built the Steelers Dynasty. This is Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.